arrogance goes before destruction. Humbleness precedes honor. When we talk about arrogance, we are talking about pride. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12 gives us great advice and tells us, before destruction, the heart of man is lifted up, and before honor is despondency. We can read several versions, and we are going to realize that he is talking about something that we consider normal. The world considers it normal. Indeed, it considers it. It could be said as a good habit or as something that needs to be brought out. And it's feeling proud, having a proud heart for the world. This is something important. But for God, it is not like that, because pride leads us to make so many mistakes. Pride leads us to do so many things that many times complicate our lives. Pride does not lead us to recognize many times that we are wrong. Therefore, it does not allow us to have a humble position, to recognize our mistakes and ask for forgiveness. How many times have you failed as a father or as a mother? And all you do is fill yourself with pride, thinking that recognizing that you sinned and spending and repenting makes you weak. That is what the world teaches us. You have to be proud. Be proud, because immediately comes the expression, you are worth a lot. And you should have a position. You should feel or proud of yourself and therefore have dignity. And we think that dignity is having pride in oneself. And if we do not have that, then we do not value ourselves. We are so wrong thinking that being humble and having a position of humbleness in the face of the circumstances of life or things or people who rise up to us makes us weak. God sees everything quite the opposite. In fact, Jesus himself was a great example of humbleness, of simplicity, of showing us that he did not take the position of being equal to God as something to cling to, but simply that he knew that there was a need for human beings to recognize that they had sinned. And the best way to recognize their sin, it was to teach him, to take him to a position of servant. That is why the Apostle Paul advises us and says, as Christians, we should have or adopt the same position that Jesus Christ took. What was it? The one who did not spare being equal to God as something to cling to, but was obedient. And obedient until death. And death on the cross, in addition to that, he emptied himself and took that form of a servant, became a man, putting himself off will lead him to conquer and to have all the support of the heaven. The Bible says that God looks at the Haiti from far away, but looks closely at the humble. How many times asking for forgiveness or admitting that we failed will lead us to win great friends, win family, and distance ourselves from other people because our pride does not allow us to recognize. You know that this happens in marriage, in the family. Or great pride is simply like a bad breath in our mouth. Everyone realizes that we have it except the one who carries it. Pride is always going to make you think that others are to blame and you are not. A father who offends his children and who recognizes that he fails and asks for forgiveness is a father who has won his children forever. A son who recognizes that he failed in front of his parents and asks for forgiveness will save himself a lot of pain. Upside down, he will extend his days on earth because he will fulfill that wonderful commandment of honor. A husband who recognizes that he failed his wife, who lets go of his pride, this blessed pride. And I speak it pain because many couples have problems today simply by taking a proud position. And nothing that neither parent is in one who has the problem and not themselves. Every time we accuse someone of something, they have done. Every time we say it's my parent or my husband or my wife that has the problem, it is because of their fault. We are reflecting on them when we carry within us. We're reflecting on them what we carry within us to feel good and think that I am not. We do. I do not know if I'm making myself be understood. And besides that, there's pride. It's that I don't give my arm a twist. Oh, it's that it offended me. It hurt my ego. That way of seeing life is going to make you lose your marriage very soon. Forgive me for speaking so clearly to you this morning. That way of seeing life and reacting to difficulties is going to make you lose your children. It's going to make you lose your wife, your husband. That arrogance is destroying you. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 18:12, which is one step from the fall, my beloved friend. I like how it expresses it in the New International Version. It says that failure is preceded by human arrogance. Look at what it says. Do you want to fail in your marriage? Be arrogant. Be proud. Be elevated. Continue with your ego. Is that you think that you are right and you want to dominate your wife. You want to dominate your husband because that's how he met me. And I'm going to make myself be valued. No. Look, the best way to make yourself be valued is by being a blessing for your parent, because they are one flesh. It is very simple. You need to bless your partner because you are one flesh. The hate is destroying you. Failure is preceded by human pride. That is, before failing, pride, hatredness comes first. Before destruction of failure, this is wonderful. I wish we could understand it. We could receive it and keep it. And for once, renounce that hatredness and that pride, which is not letting you recognize and ask for forgiveness. How many times have you offended? So sometimes they make us proud. It's accommodating us, right? To our justification, to accommodate us. You're the one who fails. I am not. And every time I fail, it is that you fail worse than me. It is that you are worse than me. So you have nothing to say to me. That is pride. But how beautiful when you show that we really are children of God, acknowledging our condition and asking for forgiveness. That is wonderful. Then the Bible continues to say, so the honors are preceded by the humbleness. What do you want? Failure or honor? Well then, if you want failure, be proud. If you want honor, be humble. Wonderful and simple. Pride will always be a problem more than a benefit. Proverbs 29:23 says that pride ends in humiliation, while humbleness brings honor. In this world, pride is a part of feeling good. We are always told that we should feel proud, but it's the opposite. God looks at proud from afar, and everyone who depends on himself at some point fails and falls. And there is no one to help him get up because of his self-sufficiency and hatredness. The only thing that you will achieve, it will be destruction. You feel proud of your actions, you feel proud of your success, and with whom do you have to share them? What is the use of being proud of having money when you get home, you do not have children, you do not have a wife, a husband, you lose your family because of what? Arrogance. What is the use of sitting at the table alone if not having someone with whom to enjoy that plate of food? What is this use of being on the top and having a company with many contracts with your workers? They are hating you. Everything that you achieve in this life is useless under the concept of pride and hatredness. When you die, you have no one to fire. And we take nothing to the drawer. Humbleness brings life and peace, my beloved friend. It makes us be in the correct position towards God. Leads us to the understand that apart from him, we cannot do nothing. An arrogant person does not depend on God. He depends on himself. And that is the worst. Because when you depend on yourself, you have a heart emotionally unstable. You have a heart that is deceitful and perverse. When we depend on God, we are safe because we depend on Him. He sustains us. The Bible advises us not to trust in our own prudence, if not in God. We all fail at some point, and there is nothing simpler and more wonderful than to recognize that we fail. My dear friends, having the same attitude that Jesus had will give you great victories. Let go of your pride and recognize that the problem is not your wife or in your husband or in your children or in your parents or in your boss or in others. Perhaps it was always in you. And for that arrogant position in pride, you are losing the preciousness of life, the gift the Lord has given you. Pride will always lead you to failure, to find guilty for what you only committed. And it will make you end up being alone with no one. Before making decisions for the heinousness in you, surrender your life to God. And may He fill you with humbleness. Get rid of that self, that ego. Go to the cross and really die and surrender everything that is useless. It's simple. The hand of God will be on you, and you will have all of His support. Father, today we pray to you. It is difficult when our heart has a position of being pride and proud. I remember, Father, that prayer of the Pharisees. That Pharisee took an attitude and pride in being who he was. While that is sinful publican, he fell to his knees, took a humble position, and only said, "He propitiated himself to me, a sinner." That is the prayer that you hear. A sincere prayer with someone who recognizes that he has failed. Today, I ask you that we can receive and understand this word. Open our eyes to realize that we are about to lose what we have. But that today, there is hope to make us stop and recognize we are on time. Perhaps there is someone who has already lost it. It's never too late to repent and start over. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, flood us with your love. Help us to recognize that we need you, that alone we cannot. In the name of Jesus, help us to recognize that we need to forgive and ask for forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember that you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. You can find him on social networks like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as Pastor Elias HC. A hug and blessings.